You're listening to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, the podcast where we are becoming the best versions of ourselves, rich in all areas of our lives, not just our bank accounts. I'm Alicia Ward. I'm your host on this journey to create a life rich with fulfillment, health, and mental wealth. In each episode, we'll share insights, we'll share lessons, and we'll share practical tips to empower you on your own path to a rich and meaningful existence. Please make sure to check the show notes for all links and all sponsors, and please subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Mindful Meds. I can't say enough good things about this company. I have been taking Mindful Meds supplements, both that include psilocybin for microdosing and the ones that do not, for since this company was born, honestly. And they help with your overall health, your mental health, anxiety, addiction issues. There's so many things that microdosing can help you with. So I really encourage you to check the show notes, go to the link, check out the website, learn more about it, message them on Instagram if you want. All the information is linked for you there, as well as a code for a discount if you decide to try Mindful Meds out. Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am happy to have you here. In the last week, what has gone down? Oh, man, actually a lot. I'm just a little timid to share it for the first time. You know, actually, I recorded an episode to release to you this week, and then I got really bad anxiety actually posting it because it's like a real big look into my personal life. And when I get anxiety like that, a lot of times I will just lean into it and say, fuck it, and do it anyways, because at the end of the day, I really don't care what other people think about me. But with this one, there's something that's holding me back a little bit more. So I may release it next week or I may re-record it, but stay tuned. So this week, we're going to talk about starting a podcast. So you want to start a podcast. Maybe you've thought about starting a podcast, but you don't know how. You don't know like what you would even talk about. You don't know, like you just don't know how the heck or why the heck should you start a podcast? And this is, a big thing when it comes to having a platform and sharing. Obviously, I've been in this space with my Instagram and with my podcast for years and years now, literally sharing my life, my experiences, my lessons, my emotions, my vulnerability. And yeah, I mean, I would be lying to say that there aren't some days where I can think about or cringe about the things that I have shared. But I mean, at the same time, you know, I know that my experiences that I am having are experiences similar to what majority of people are having too. Life is a fucking crazy journey. You know, we're always going through ups and downs. We're always learning lessons. We never know what could happen. And it is so true that like you could think that you know what the next 6 months to a year of your life looks like or beyond that, but you really don't. And all we really know and are in control of is right now, the present moment, today. You know, you have no idea what could happen tomorrow. You have no idea what could happen in 2 hours. And life will continue to teach that, especially as we get older. You know, I've learned that time and time again, getting unexpected phone calls or just unexpected things happening or thinking that you have something all figured out and then it completely blowing up in your face. You know, these are all real life experiences and you're never alone. And that's why we do love to hear other people's stories. And that's why we love social media and other podcasts, is because it allows us to relate to other people and feel more human. And so sharing your story, it's not about getting millions of downloads. Sharing your story on a platform like a podcast is about a couple things, you know. And I guess I can only speak for me personally, but obviously it's to help others. Sharing your story can help others because when somebody listens to your story and they feel like they can see themselves in you or they feel like you're speaking directly to them, it gives them like peace of mind that they're not alone, that there's other people going through this too, that there's, you know, potentially support out there for people. And just because that loneliness feeling can be so debilitating for people. Loneliness is honestly so terrible. So having even people through social media or podcasts that you can relate to really is so helpful. I mean, I never would have started my podcast, and had I not fallen in love with Angie Lee, who, when I first started in digital marketing and stuff, I found her. I really related to her. And I listened to every one of her podcast episodes. And then I started my own podcast. And then you know what happened a while after that is I had her on my podcast. And then I went to her event and then I met her in person. You know, all these things happened. And is she still like my role model that I look at? No, I've changed. I've evolved. But she truly helped me in the beginning. I don't think I would have started a podcast without listening to hers and looking up to her and like getting, finding that encouragement and strength through her content. So I know that that's, you know, that's kind of what you're doing. You're putting yourself out there because you really only need to be one step ahead of somebody else and what they're trying to accomplish to be able to teach. And even if you're not teaching something specific, just honestly sharing your experiences alone can help people. And here's the thing. You don't need to have it all figured out. You don't need a 6-month plan to start a podcast. You don't need to know where that's going to go. You just need to get started. And the rest of the things can fall into place. Sometimes, even like today, I'm not going to lie, like I'm totally winging it at this episode. Because the honest truth is I recorded an episode for this week over something that happened in my personal life, big lessons. And I am still going to teach about that, but I'm just taking a breather before posting what I originally recorded because, you know, I'm an emotional gal. I got big feelings. I like to talk about my feelings and I love to talk about them even on this podcast or on my social media. As you know, if you've been following me, you know, I don't have a filter a lot of the time and I just like go off and I go on these rants. That's what I've always called them. And I don't know what led me here in my life. It's not like I was 12 years old being like, I'm going to be a podcast host and I'm going to be an online coach. And now life is like literally unfolding in front of my eyes. And I'm just figuring it out as I go. But I do know that when I talk about my life or about things or teach through my platforms, it helps me. It's like therapy. I also do therapy, but this is like another form of therapy. And it makes me feel so human and amazing to be able to connect with other people who I'm either helping through my experiences or who, yeah, basically those people, when they reach out and they, you know, they tell me like, thank you for the podcast. And it's those things that keep you going. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast or if you're thinking about even, you know, starting to share more of your personal life and experiences and lessons online and you're afraid, you know, the best advice I can give you is just to start. You don't need to have that whole plan. You don't need to have, you know, 50 episodes planned out. Start and just be real. It's not like you're going to start a podcast or start sharing on Instagram about, you know, an experience that you've been through that you want to teach about. And you're just going to show up and be so confident. Like, no, nobody does that on their first try. Everybody fucking sucks when they start something new. The first few times, you know what I mean? Like, no one gets good. No one is just immediately good at something. And think about it in the terms of like when a child is learning to walk. If a child gave up every time they fell down, they would never walk in their life, but they keep getting up and they keep going. And trust me, I have tons of cringeworthy content that I've put out to the world. I have podcasts in here. I mean, there's 143 episodes now where I've literally cried. But yeah, I can cringe at that stuff, but I can also go back and be proud of myself for like showing up and like working through things and talking through things and then sharing it with literally thousands of people. It can be scary as fuck, but leaning into your fear and doing the things that scare you empowers you. And that is where so much growth sits for you, is really paying attention to the things that you are afraid of doing, but you keep thinking about. They don't get off your mind. Every time you listen to a podcast, you're like, oh, I have this idea for a podcast, but you just haven't started. You know, just start today. Just start. The thing with podcasting is that you can record an episode and you don't even have to post it. You can just sit on it. Kind of like the one that I recorded for this week and I haven't posted yet. I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to listen to it again. And I'm going to wait and see how I feel because, yeah, I mean, I still have fear too. And I still give into it sometimes. I just obviously want to be professional and give value and not just like vent a bunch of shit out like air any dirty laundry or anything. I want to make sure that I take my personal experiences and I take the lessons that I find in them, and then I share the lessons with you, not the dirty laundry with you. The dirty laundry and all the, you know, all that shit, that's the stuff that I send to my friends in my 3-minute long voice notes. And I am so grateful for them all the time. You know, I have a really solid group of girlfriends that I turn to, and they've known me for so many years that it's the right kind of support that I need. So even they were like, maybe just don't post that this week and, you know, talk about something else this week. So we're talking about, you know, the podcast. If you want to start a podcast or even start an Instagram. One of my girlfriends recently just did her first video on Instagram. She's like not a talker on video. A lot of people aren't talkers. That means podcasting or on an Instagram video, you think about doing that and it makes you curl up into a ball and you're like, no fucking way. I can't do that. But hey, you should see my initial videos of talking online. I've posted some online before because I watched some of them, but I'm like, wow, I really thought I was really good at talking online and like going live on Facebook. And I watched them and I'm just a baby. And it's cute, but you know, the fact that I was just doing it anyways, even though I wasn't like professional by any means, led me to where I am today. And I'm still not a professional. Sometimes I still can watch my stuff, but the strength that comes with just doing it anyways and leaning into the fear of putting yourself out there is that you get better and you get stronger and you stop caring about what other people think, because the way that it makes you feel and the way that it takes off and like the growth that you get from it, it overpowers. Like, who cares what other people think? Really, if you led your life by what other people will think about you, you wouldn't get very far. And I doubt you'd be very happy. Anyways, my girlfriend, she posted her first video. She doesn't like to talk on videos. And she did a video of her speaking. And she, you know, she wants to talk about her journey through postpartum depression, which I've definitely encouraged her to do. But it's just, you know, she's doing it on her own time. And she did her first video and it was amazing. You know, sure, you a little bit, you know, shaky voice maybe. But at the end of the day, when you're showing up and creating content, you need to be real and authentic. And so if you're fucking shaky knees recording your first video, then just say, you know, I am nervous right now. And I just want you to know that this is my first podcast episode. Where this is my first video and I'm nervous to do this, but I know that I want to be sharing. I know I want to be teaching. I know I want to be sharing my story, my truth. So that's why I'm doing this. And I know that it'll get easier over time. That line alone will inspire somebody else listening who has been wanting to do something but feeling afraid. It could give them the courage to start themselves. And you're never focusing on when you're getting online or you're starting a podcast and you're starting to share your story, you're not thinking about how hundreds of people could watch it or 50 people or thousands, like whatever that number is in your mind that's holding you back. When you get on a podcast to speak or your Instagram story to speak or whatever, really, you just think about the one person that you could help, the one person that could listen to your video, that could find the inspiration they need or the motivation or just the relatability that they need to move forward or feel better or maybe like get through something that they're going through. One person. Okay. I've done public speaking before too. You know, one time I spoke for 500 people and I was so afraid, but I just grounded myself in the thought of like, just imagine that I'm speaking to one person and ignore everybody else. And that truly is definitely a trick, I think, to speaking on video, because you're talking to yourself on video or you're talking to yourself in a microphone for a podcast. I do my podcast on video too. So I am like, you know, looking at myself, but you're not trying to record it for a huge group of people. You're just recording it for one person who could find value in the things that you're sharing in your own story. Like literally put yourself... like you're talking to your best friend and, you know, And when you're talking, you want to be saying things like you. Like, you see how I'm not saying, like, you guys should be talking to. I'm just speaking to one person. I'm saying you. I'm saying you're. Like, you got this. Because I am just speaking to you if you're listening to this. And this is hitting home for you. And this is relating. And you want to start a podcast. And you're the one that I'm speaking to directly. And that is where your mind has to go when you are creating content. Instead of, like, thinking about how to connect with a huge group of people, you don't, especially if you're like niche specific. Your story or what you're going through, it's not going to connect with everybody, but it's only the people who are going, you know, who are going to be relating to it that matter for that episode. Every episode of mine might not relate to you, but certain ones will. And that's okay, right? You're not here to please everybody. But that can kind of be something that is a problem when you are creating content, or something that holds people back, is like the whole people-pleasing thing. I mean, we can all be people-pleasers. I definitely have people-pleasing within me. But it can really take you out of your authenticity if you're trying to please anybody, because creating content and being relatable and sharing your story and your truth means you have to be authentic, authentically you. You're not trying to be like anybody else. You're being genuinely who you are. Okay. And if you're not totally clear on that, then man, sharing your story and putting yourself out there will, I mean, that's one way to really start learning about who you are and, you know, finding your authenticity and finding your bravery to just show up for you. You know, when I do share my story and I do podcasts, or I go on my little Instagram rants or whatever, you know, it's therapeutic for me. There's a reason why therapy helps people, because you're actually talking about things. When you're going through things and you're just keeping it all inside. And so many people, they don't know how to talk about things, or they have such big emotions that as soon as they start talking about things, they get really emotional and they just shove it down. And it's important not to shove our emotions and our feelings down, because it can manifest into other things. Emotions are energy in motion, okay? And when energy sits stagnant, it can manifest into other things, health problems, maybe like stiffness, things that you, that doesn't really make, maybe you're like, no, there's no way, but it does. Like, and so you need to move that energy around. And one sure way to do that is by talking about it. Like I said, you don't need to post. You don't need to post that for other people to hear, but talk to people that you love. Talk to your best friends. Journal about it, or record a podcast or a video and don't post it. But, you know, I have many video journals that I've taken of myself when I've been going through things, and I've just recorded myself talking. And the fact that I'll be able to go look on those, or even go back in this podcast, you know, fast forward me 20 years from now, me going back in this podcast and listening to all these, like, how incredible will that be? Or all of my journals. I journal quite often, and I know it can be like a hard habit to get into. I mean, one of my girlfriends, she would ask me when she was going through some stuff, and she's like, how do I even journal? I'm sitting here with my journal and I just don't know how to get started. And now she's journaling all the time. You just have to get that pen to paper and start writing. And I know one day I'm going to grab all of my journals and I'm going to read them all. And from that, I'm going to write a book. And I don't know what exactly that's going to look like. And I don't have a plan, but I know that's going to be something that I do. Matthew McConaughey actually did that for Green Lights, and it really inspired me. And even now today, I'll sometimes, you know, I just finished a journal and got to pull out a brand new one. And I went back in my old journal and just kind of looked at the first entry in it. And it's honestly healing and helpful to be able to go back and reflect on how far that you've come in a short amount of time. Because things can change very quickly. And sometimes you may feel like you're not making any moves or growth or nothing's changed. And then you can go back in something like that and be like, oh, wait, never mind. I forgot about this. Look how far I have come. My whole mindset is different now. And it's very powerful, you know? So if you want to start a podcast, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, I want to give you some actionable tips that you can do to start. Now, I started my podcast and it can be overwhelming because there's a lot of different podcast platforms to use. And how do you get the audio and how do you edit it and all the things? And when I'm just going to tell you what I did when I started my podcast. When I started my podcast, I didn't worry about like YouTube or video or anything. I just did the voice. And I used Anchor. So Anchor since then has been bought out by Spotify, but it's still free to use. It's still so easy to use to record a podcast and even do the little edits. And even there's music in there. I don't use any like mainstream music. I mean, again, that's something that you can do, but I haven't learned how to do it. So I just use the music that's available to me on Anchor, Spotify, Anchor, whatever. And then it pretty much does all the work for you. So you create an account in Spotify by Anchor, and then you can clearly see how to create an episode, new episode, you record it, and then you can see how you can, you know, edit the clips. If you can do a podcast just in one entire clip, that's going to be the best. But if you mess up and you stop the clip and record another one, you know, it is easy to edit them and put them together. And then you can add in the music like it is. It's super user-friendly. And the thing with the platforms and tools online nowadays to do stuff like that is there's always tutorials. I mean, you can learn how to do anything. You can go on YouTube. I get it that it can be a little bit overwhelming because you're learning something new. But nothing's more empowering than doing the thing that you have been thinking about doing and totally procrastinating or making excuses about actually doing. Just do it, you know, and see if you like it. And that's another thing. It's like nothing is permanent. You know, if you record a podcast and you put it out there and you're like, I actually hate that. I don't want to do that. Then you don't do it. Then you know that you tried it and maybe it's not for you, or you know, you want to pivot and do something else. You know, my podcast has been an incredible journey for me. There's a lot of content in there and I did take a huge break from it. Obviously, when I moved away to Mexico and I was going through some major healing, I guess, growth for like, just life-wise. Life's been a bit of a trip for the last few years. And if you've been with me here through that journey, you know. But it's always something that I can come back to. And I still very much have a big passion for it. And it's something I never really want to let go. It changes and it pivots and it goes through things. But so do we. Remember that like your projects, your passions, your business, whatever, your podcast, it will evolve and grow with you as you evolve and grow, because that's what life is like. No one stays the same. Life doesn't stay the same. The one constant in life is change. So it's okay. Embrace change. Be happy for change. Love change. Know that change means growth, okay? So if you want to start a podcast, Anchor is where I recommend you to go. Just build it on there. And one really big piece of advice is like not to overthink the little things. Don't overthink that intro song. Don't overthink the intro. Don't overthink the littlest things, because it's just a podcast episode and you can always make changes. If you don't like the music that you use, you can change it on the next one and stay authentic and real to your audience. You know, you can say in your podcast, yeah, I'm just learning this as I go, and teach and share through what you're going through. That's the easiest way. When people try to force or like fake what they're teaching, how do I explain this? The best way to be authentic, I'll just say it this way. The best way to be authentic is to teach through what you're currently going through in your life, one way or another. You don't have to be very like, you don't have to give the details, you know, personal details or anything like that, but you can still take the lessons that you're learning and use that and turn that into the content that you're sharing and teach from that lesson. You know, I know there's so many of you out there listening to this that have thought about starting a podcast or have thought about, you know, sharing more of your story, and something is pulling you to that. There's a reason you're listening to this episode still, if that's you. And I just want to give you that nudge to just do it. You know, what do you have to lose? What's the worst that could happen? And I guarantee you, leaning into that fear and just doing that thing the growth that you'll experience from that, it'll feel so good. You'll energetically feel it in your body because these things do feel good. If you're procrastinating on things, then you're feeling really stagnant, right? And stagnancy isn't good. It's a comfort zone. Nothing grows in a comfort zone. You grow when you get uncomfortable. You grow when you lean into what you're afraid of. You grow when you start sharing your experiences and sharing your emotions and being who you authentically are. I got big feelings, okay? And I like to talk about them. That's not for everybody, but I'm not for everybody. I'm for the people that I can help through being my authentic self. And that's what I'm here to do. So I hope that this episode inspires you to step into who you authentically are and start sharing that with the world, because there's nobody else like you. You are unique and you're here for a fucking purpose. And, you know, if you feel discomfort and anxiety or like stagnancy, it's probably because you're just not moving towards what would truly fulfill you and make you feel fulfilled and fill your fucking cup, you know? So with that, I'm going to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions about starting a podcast, make sure that you hit me up on Instagram in the DM. I'm happy to answer for you and share more. And, you know, if you do start your podcast, send it to me. I want to see it. I want to celebrate you. Okay? We'll chat to you next week in another episode. Bye-bye. What's up? Are you struggling to understand social media? Just the basics of it, how it works, how the whole digital industry works? Do you have a business or a brand that you want to expand and scale, but you have no idea how to build an email list, what platforms you might use, and how you would even start a new Instagram account and get followers in general? I can help you. I have a course for just that. It's going to teach you the basics of everything you need to know around social media, branding, email marketing, anything digital that you don't know about. This is the course for you. It is going to help you and it's going to teach you what you need to know so you can start a brand new Instagram account and grow, or brand an idea that you have, or just get your business out into the social media world and also start building that email list, which is one of the key foundational things to any business or brand. If you don't have an email list being built, then one day you are really going to regret that. So let's not. Check the link in the show notes for the Simply Passive course and learn more. See if it's the right fit for you. Thanks for listening and being a subscriber to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Your support means so much to me. Don't forget to check the show notes for any and all links. You never know what you're going to find there. It can be different every single time. And again, don't forget to drop us a review. It helps the podcast so much. I do this for free, so that means the world to me. We'll catch you next week in another episode.